Good afternoon. An Arctic front swept through before the sun came up early this morning, dusting the ground up to a few inches of snow in many locations. Now, with the front sweeping off the East Coast, a gusty northwest breeze has developed and temperatures continue to plummet. Readings will slide back through the teens during the afternoon, despite in-and-out sunshine. And wind chill values will be at or below zero for most locations as winds at times gust out of the northwest to between 20 and 30 miles per hour. It'll remain blustery and cold overnight with partly cloudy skies. It'll stay dry, but low temperatures will go down to 0 to 10 above with wind chills well below zero during the overnight period and through sunrise tomorrow. We'll continue the dry trend into Saturday with partly sunny skies. It'll remain cold with a little less wind, still blustery though, with highs in the mid-20s. On Sunday, a front will approach from the west with light snow showers. That'll dust the ground up to an inch or so through the daylight hours in most places. The front will stall out over top of us during the day Sunday, and a wave of low pressure from the southeast will ride up and along the front and into our region. So the snow showers will become a steadier snow by late afternoon and into the evening hours, and this will persist overnight. At least a few inches of snow possible across most of interior New York and New England late Sunday into Sunday night, which will wind down on Monday morning as a few snow showers. Blustery and colder for the rest of the day on Monday, with temperatures falling back from the 30s into the 20s. A quiet day on Tuesday, but another storm will approach, and that could bring a snow or a rain-snow mix for the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather is expected to remain unsettled today and into the weekend across portions of the Pacific Northwest and spreading over the Northern Rockies as a series of storm systems over the Gulf of Alaska drop southeast and inland across the region. This will bring heavy rain for coastal ranges of Washington state. However, for the higher terrain of the adjacent Cascades and especially the interior ranges of the Northern Rockies, such as the Bitterroots and Tetons, expect heavy accumulating snow with as much as 2 to 3 feet of new snowfall through the weekend. Meanwhile, in the wake of a cold front pushing off the East Coast this morning, Arctic high pressure over the Midwest will advance east and allow daytime temperatures across much of the eastern United States to drop as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal. And with many locations over the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast dropping below freezing during the day. This area of high pressure will advance quickly east toward the Mid-Atlantic tomorrow, then move off the coast by Sunday, and this will allow temperatures to begin to moderate a bit through the weekend as a southerly wind develops. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Lake Elsinore and San Pascal Valley, both in California, to a low of 16 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, windy, colder, temperatures falling back through the 30s and into the 20s. Boston, cloudy and windy with snow showers, temperatures falling back into the 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with highs staying in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 53 set in 1981 and the record low 18 below zero in 1961. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:10 p.m. 10 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, windy, and very cold today with highs in the teens. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around zero for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A few flurries or snow showers giving way to partly sunny skies today, windy and very cold, with temperatures dropping through the 20s. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cold tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, windy, and very cold today with temperatures dropping through the 20s and into the teens. Partly cloudy, blustery tonight with lows in the single digits. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, windy, and very cold today with temperatures falling into the teens. Partly cloudy and blustery tonight with lows in the lower single digits. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, windy, and very cold today, with temperatures falling through the 20s and into the teens. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows near 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery and cold mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with light snow showers Sunday, a steadier snow late in the day and at night with a few inches possible overnight and into Monday morning in the 30s. Monday, windy and colder with snow showers, temperatures dropping into the 20s. Mostly cloudy with a passing snow shower Tuesday in the 20s and a chance of snow or a rain-snow mix on Wednesday and going back to sunshine on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.